Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
And I'm your Lord Killen.
And we are it this evening.
Actually, we are the two mainstays.
That's right.
So
we're the only two that are on every episode anyway, so that's all that matters, right?
Because we have such a lovely staff of dedicated, hardworking individuals out there that love to contribute every day to the Pop Culture Network.
I bet they're all working on stuff right now.
They're probably creating new shows and just out there working hard to bring you amazing content.
Amazing content. Well, we can do this alone. We can do this alone if the phone doesn't
ring.
Oh, no! Now Killen's leaving and I'm by myself because the phone's ringing. Well, while he's taking care of business, I will just remind everybody exactly what this show is all about. Of course, we get together once a week just to talk about the world of toys and action figures and general nonsense amongst the group here at Pop Culture Network. If you are listening to us on the audio-only version through Podbean or iTunes, please note that we do have a video version of the podcast that is now available, which you can find on popculturenetwork.com, and you can also find on YouTube. Just do a search for It Figures Podcast. And while you're on YouTube, why not head over to youtube.com/popculturenetwork and hit the subscribe button? That way you'll be alerted anytime we post any of our videos right there delivered to you so you can watch us. Usually the video version of the podcast goes up the same day as the audio version, usually a little later in the day. I think we usually get the audio version up first because it's a little quicker to get together.
It really depends on how much I accomplish throughout the night.
That's right. So definitely check out both versions of the show. If you prefer the video, stick with the video. You know, if you'd rather pop on the MP3 and listen to it while you're at work, we've got that option as well. All right, so we've got quite a few things to cover today because we are hot on the heels of New York Comic Con.
Yay.
Where all kinds of crazy stuff happened, actually. They revealed a lot of new things at New York Comic Con.
That's amazing. I didn't go, so.
Yeah, neither one of us went. However, our good friend Rob Bass and his crew at Alternative Minds did attend, and they are loading up PopCultureNetwork.com with lots of content right now. So if you guys haven't been watching any of the coverage from New York Comic Con, head over to the site. You can see lots of interviews and photos and videos of the panels. All that stuff is right there on the front page. So a lot of cool things to check out while you're there. And we're going to just kind of do a rundown of some of the things that stood out to me. Obviously, we're not going to cover everything from New York Comic Con, so when you guys are sitting there and you're commenting going, you forgot this and what about that? Well,
we know.
We didn't grab everything to talk about.
Absolutely so. Forgot it.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe we can have a show next week where we can ask people what they want to hear us talk about and we'll talk about it. But for the meantime,
choose your own adventure.
There you go. Choose your own adventure. It Figures Podcast.
Ooh, that's interesting.
All right, so we'll start with some Hasbro offerings at New York Comic Con. So they had a huge booth there, and they had on display a lot of the same things that we saw at San Diego and stuff. So they had the G.I. Joe stuff, which I don't think there was really a whole lot new. I believe the only thing for G.I. Joe is that they revealed one more figure for the subscription, but they still don't have any details on that subscription. Now remember this, that's not actually Hasbro that's running that, but they did have the figures on display.
That's the collector.
It's the collector's club.
Club.
There's still no details on how the subscription's going to work, so there's no pricing information still, any of that. So they just keep saying hopefully soon they'll be able to reveal it, but there you go.
It's not
going to
be cheap.
I'm thinking not. It doesn't seem
like
it.
Those club things are pretty high.
What, they're saying, what, $25 a figure is what's rumored right now?
I guess because they're limited and they're not officially Hasbro, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're Hasbro figures, but they're really low production runs. Whatever. So I think that's why they cost so much.
Yeah. I don't include them in my collection because if I can't get them at a reasonable rate...
Then no good for you?
No good.
No good?
They have to have packaging. No, none of that.
I think they are putting these on 25th anniversary cards. So they'll technically be part of the 25th anniversary, I think.
Ooh,
which is funny considering
you can't move on to the 30th and then
I was gonna say we're 30th anniversary now and they're still producing, but I think it's because those card backs were so popular. I think it's like everybody's preferred card back for the Joes right now.
Okay, whatever.
But you know,
whatever.
That's right. Whatever. All right. So let's look at the Marvel offerings from Hasbro. First up, they did show off quite a few new Marvel Universe figures. They, of course, had the same big displays that they always have, where they had, like, the huge diorama set up. They had a bunch of variants set up there. And then some of the new figures that they showed off included Blastar, Jubilee, and Professor X with his hover chair, which I actually think is really cool. This is like... He was kind of like, in the 90s, that's pretty much how Professor X always looked, you know, in the animated series and everything. So that's, I think that's how a lot of us actually grew up knowing Professor X, is with that big gold hover chair. So I'm totally cool for that as a Marvel Universe figure.
And for all you guys that are watching this on YouTube or on the website, including in the comments, I have included the actual links to all these pictures. So if you want to follow along as we're talking about it, maybe that'll help.
Yep. Yep. We get, so some of the links will be heading straight to popculturenetwork.com, and then we can give special shout-outs to some of these other guys, like Toy News International and that, where we grab some of the information from as well. So, that's awesome. The links is a good idea. That way people can go look at the pictures.
Uh-huh. Full of good ideas.
All right, so, you are cranking out those good ideas.
Like Masters Universe Cookie Day.
Oh my god, when is that?
It's already gone.
What? I missed Masters of the Universe Cookie Day?
You shouldn't miss Saturdays here.
Oh, crap. Mm-mm. What kind of cookies did you have?
I had By the Power of Grayskull chocolate chip.
What about peanut butter? Was there any peanut butter?
I had Skeletor Snickerdoodle.
Skeletor Snickerdoodle. What's some of those?
And mini crunches. It had a bunch of different nuts in it.
Oh, okay.
We're working on that one. That's not refined.
Yeah. So are you super excited about that Jubilee figure or what? I know she's like your favorite character.
I love 4th of July.
Yeah, she got the super coolest mutant power ever.
Fireworks. Yeah. Sparklers.
But I guess she, you know, she totally kind of rounds out your 90s X-Men team or whatever. So she's almost one of those, like, if you're an X-Men fan or Marvel Universe collector, she's like a necessary...
She wasn't necessary. Just like who on the other ones? Like a multiple man and all the like lame.
Oh, you don't like
X-Men?
You don't like multiple man?
Yeah, he's super cool.
Okay. awesome. So Marvel Universe, yeah, it seems to be going strong still. It's kind of amazing how huge that line's gotten already. Just in the last couple of years, that thing has really blown up. I had to stop buying them because there were just too many.
And for all you guys that actually collect online, you actually have a bunch of them like that. Man, wow.
I bet some of your displays are awesome for Marvel Universe because there's so many of those figures out there.
I would like to see them because they would almost have to be, like, you would have to have shelves. By now, there's, like, how many waves?
God, there's so many.
20? I don't know. It's a lot.
Well, and they put out so many at a time. You ever notice? That's one thing I've really noticed with Marvel Universe. You don't just get, like, 5 to 6 figures a year. You get, like... 20, 25. I mean, they just crank those things out.
And then all the 2-packs, the comic books.
Yeah. There's like a bunch of...
The exclusives, the box sets. So, I mean...
You got the giant figures. I think they're doing a... I don't know this for sure. I just saw somebody talking about it. They're doing a Fing Fang Foom next. Like, Fing Fang Foom?
He is... He that devours worlds.
Oh, that's Galactus.
No. What was the... He that... destroys mountains. Something. I don't know. There's a thing. Somebody will post it, I'm sure, down here in the comments that says exactly who he is. But when we had a Fing Fang Foom here, we actually had that long description of his name.
Did we?
Because it wasn't actually... It was Fing Fang Foom, but it was... Like, he had, like, a paragraph of titles.
Oh.
Like, he that destroys them all.
I don't know a lot about that character. I know who he is. I just don't know a lot about him. Then we have, like, the HeroClix version of him, right? That's what we had in the store.
Still about, it was huge. Yay tall.
Yeah, it was big.
About 2 feet.
It's huge.
And we broke him. He fell off a shelf, and his head, like, severed completely.
I didn't know that.
Because we glued it back on. It broke, like, in a perfect, like somebody took a sword and chopped his head off, like, a perfect line. So he was able to, like, re-glue his head back on perfectly.
Did we sell it?
Yes, we did.
Did the people that bought it ever know?
Yes. Well, we listed it, okay. But it was such good. A good repair good. Job that you would never told
right.
me.
Right. Awesome. All right, so continuing with that.
Were you insinuating that we would?
No. I was making sure that we did the right thing, which we always do. We're good people like that.
We do the right thing, kind of like George Lucas did when he...
When he made Jar Jar Binks?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Did the right thing there.
All right, so continuing with the Marvel Universe stuff, the other thing Hasbro had on display was the new Avengers movie figures, and they're actually coming out with these in two different scales. They got 3¾-inch scale, and they've got 6-inch scale for these.
Oh, great.
So, for anybody who has missed the 6-inch scale or missed Marvel Legends, this year coming up is going to be your year, because they're not only bringing Marvel Legends back, but they're doing these movie figures in the 6-inch scale once again as well. So, it's time to start getting back into 6-inch Marvel figures, it looks like.
Nope.
One of the things, so they, like, with the 3¾-inch figures, they showed off Iron Man, they showed Black Widow with the short haircut, they showed Hawkeye, and then also with this group, I thought was interesting is, the new Spider-Man, based off of his appearance in the new Amazing Spider-Man movie coming out, so they got a figure of him in the 3¾-inch line as well.
I like that paint job.
I do too. I actually really like that costume. That costume's gotten a lot of hate for some reason, but I think it looks awesome, and it's... Maybe I like it so much because it's totally got, like, kind of a Ben Reilly kind of vibe going on there.
It's got, like, a...
I like it.
Like, a 90s twist with, like, a Batman 2099.
It does kind of have, like, a 2099.
Because he's kind of got, like, the tribal side, like, designs.
Well, and my thing about that, too, is Spider-Man has had so many costumes in the books, and this one still looks like Spider-Man. I don't really know what all the hate is about why that costume looks that way.
Yeah,
you still look at him and you know it's Spider-Man.
Right.
I mean, what's the big deal?
It's just minor details on the side.
Yeah, I mean, they got a little bit more striping going on or whatever, but I think it looks awesome.
Come on, it's 1999. It's time to get with the times.
Yeah, get with the times, apparently. It's the end of the 90s. And then for the 6-inch assortment, they've got Captain America, Loki, and Hawkeye is what they've got rounded up for the first lineup, or the first wave. And they actually look really nice. I mean, they do look a lot like the 3¾-inch ones, just blown up into the 6-inch scale. But I think that's going to make a lot of people really happy, because I know a lot of people were looking for, like, 6-inch movie Thor when that movie came out and stuff like that. So... You 6-inch fans finally have some Marvel figures to start hunting down again.
Rick. Intern Rick.
Does Intern Rick like the 6-inch figures?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. He doesn't like 3¾-inch, does he? Didn't he say that those are too small or something?
Yeah, he doesn't consider them real toys or whatever.
That's why Intern Rick, or Ding Dong Rick, or whatever his name is these days, and Dirt are mortal enemies.
I prefer the 3¾, just because they're so, like, compatible with everything else.
Yeah, I like 3¾-inch, too.
It just seems like it's a bigger world if you're collecting.
You can get a lot more out of it. And with the way costs are these days, obviously you get a lot more vehicle play. You get more possibility of play sets, stuff like that.
Seems like accessories are a lot more to them.
Yeah. I mean, look at the G.I. Joe line. They're still cranking out vehicles and stuff for that line. Hasbro don't care. They're like, you know what? We'll do a lot of vehicles. No other toy line does that. No 6-inch line specifically. All right, so along the same lines as the 6-inch figures, they did finally have on display, it looks like, quite a bit of the new Marvel Legends figures that are coming out next year. So on display, they had Bucky, Captain America. So that's the, like, shiny blue outfit when Bucky was running around as Captain America. They've got Wrecking Crew, who will have a variant... which will include Thunderball and Pile Driver. So throughout the course of the year, different team members get released with this
of course.
Variant. Yep. There's Dakin, which is Dark Wolverine, mm-hmm. Logan's son.
Right.
Madam Mask slash Madam Hydra, so I guess that means she'll have a variant also. Drax, and Big Time Spider-Man, which is the black and green costume Spider-Man.
That's
not
a weird choice.
Yeah. And then the Build-A-Figure will be Aaron Zola. So that is what we've got there. And, the figures look really cool. And I like, because they actually did a pretty good assortment of characters that, like, there aren't already Marvel Legends of these characters. A lot of them are based off of comics within the last so many years when
people
there haven't been.
Want them.
Yeah, so these are actually going to be characters that I think people want to have. Because you can probably just bring these right home and put them in with the Marvel Legends collection you already have.
Was that Spider-Man, glow in the dark?
I don't know. He looks really cool. I'll be honest, I haven't kept up with any of those books. I have no idea what that costume is, but I really like the look of it.
He looks like he glows in the dark.
He does. I love that Bucky cap. That's awesome looking. I don't know. I'm going to kind of sit back on these for a while.
I just don't want to invest in another scale.
That's my thing, too. The Dakin looks pretty sweet, too. I mean, he looks like a Wolverine.
The characters, they're good.
There's the Aaron Zola. He's pretty crazy looking. That's the Build-A-Figure.
Yeah. He looks a little sketchy.
They look really pretty good, actually. I didn't really like Hasbro's first run at Marvel Legends. We'll see how these actually look when they're in the stores. I just don't think I'm going to be getting back into this because I already, I'm done. I quit Marvel Legends, man. I sold off most of the ones I had. I don't think I can just invest back into this brand.
Then go back to that Marvel Legends style, like a classics.
Yeah, I wonder if they will do any. I'm sure that they're going to have to do some of those other, classic characters again, too.
I guess they're similar, but there's such an obvious change to them.
Yeah. They look pretty well done. I'm going to be interested to put these up next to some of the DC Universe classic stuff and see how they look in comparison.
That's a tough one because they're made differently.
They do look, they do still look like they've kind of got the slenderness to them that Marvel Legends had before. One thing about DC Universe classics is they all seem real beefy, they're right. All a lot of the male characters use that same buck that's like a big beefed out buck, and a lot of these I'm looking at, they're like, they still look a little more slender, like that Dakin's kind of slim. And
well, for all you customizers, this game's back on.
I think a lot of people are going to be real happy about this. I know a lot of people were missing that when it was gone. So sweet, there we go. Next year is going to be a huge year, it looks like, for Hasbro and Marvel all around. We got Return of 6-inch figures, we got lots of movie figures, we got Marvel Universes continuing, so there's, depending on what kind of collector you are, you got a lot of choices out there for Marvel. Right at the time when DC Universe Classics is going away. How funny is that?
Well,
it's like they take turns.
They're switching distribution.
And I know DC Universe isn't going away completely, before any of you guys correct me. I understand that they're still going to be stuff.
If you want
to
leave a comment down here.
I just think it's funny because obviously DC Universe kind of went through its big prime already, since they're kind of going to just the online only thing now. And right when they're doing that, Marvel Legends is making its return. It is. It's like it's taking turns, because Marvel Legends was very prominent and there was nothing DC like it.
Well,
closest thing was DC Direct.
We knew they were doing this since last Toy Fair.
That's true.
They didn't really know.
They've been talking about the return of Marvel Legends for 2 years.
So it kind of just works out in their favor that it was perfect timing.
Right. Okay. So other things with Hasbro. Like I said, I don't think there was really a whole lot new going on with, Transformers and stuff like that. I know they had a lot of the Creo stuff there, and they had, some Transformer Creo costumed guys running around. And you're not excited about that?
I have some Creo. I haven't actually opened any of them yet, but...
Yeah, you're supposed to open those and check those out.
I don't know. I look at the store displays every time I go in the store, and I look at all the figures, and I'm looking at them, I'm like, honestly, as display pieces, they're probably all right, I think I'm buying key characters. I have Megatron, I'm buying a Starscream. And the Bumblebee looks really good, too, and I really don't like Bumblebee, so it's kind of winning me over a little bit.
Really?
But if you have seen the store displays, they have, the one that has all the major figures, but then they have that little spinner one that has, all the little mini figure yes. robot ones.
Yes.
Every time I look at that, I'm like, I really want to steal this display.
Yeah, dude, that display is really cool. And I do. I really like the Creo minifigures. I think they look really neat. And the little Transformer minifigures actually yeah. look.
The people are kind of like, but the Transformers like, themselves minifigures are right. like. I want them.
And I do like how they've all kind of got like the G1 flair to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's funny how like the actual Creo Bumblebee car looks kind of like the Bayformer Bumblebee, but the little minifigure is like a G1 Bumblebee. Right. I think that's funny, and I totally prefer the minifigure over the. The actual thing, but
yeah, well, I was always afraid that they would look too blocky and just wouldn't really work. But
right.
after seeing them in the displays, I'm like that they did a really good job, and I should probably shut my mouth and just accept it.
Just accept it. You know, they handed out that Optimus Prime again at New York Comic Con. So like at every con they've been to this year, they've just given out that Optimus Prime Creo. So everybody and their mom has one of those now.
Some of us have more than one.
So really, I only have one. Alright, so one of the things that Hasbro dedicated an entire display case to was Gem and the Holograms. And the case didn't have anything new in it. It was basically just kind of like a little museum display piece of all the vintage stuff. They had the dolls, the cars, they had books, cassette tapes, all kinds of crazy things in this display.
And I wonder who owns that.
I don't know. I wonder if they got like there might be a big Gem fan that they contacted and asked.
That's
to use
like
their...
a perfect collection.
It's pretty sweet looking, and they actually had a cosplayer like dressed up as Gem at the Hasbro booth, and she was handing out inflatable Gem guitars and Gem wristbands and sweatbands and stuff, and all this kind of stuff. But they didn't really have anything new to announce, as far as I know. They were mostly doing it just to promote the new Gem DVD set that just came out. They've got a bunch of new t-shirts that are on sale. But the rumor is that they're all, with all this going on, and I guess it's kind of like an anniversary for Gem or whatever, that there is potential of this being a new toy line.
They have to.
So I don't think they would have gone to all this trouble.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't
without give, something going on.
To give out that much materials yes. and promo items.
Something is going on with Gem, and I guarantee that we're gonna be seeing it again. I mean, they're pushing it real hard on the hub, they're airing the old episodes on the hub, they just released the DVD sets. Something's going on with Gem. So
I think they're taking a look at Mattel and going, maybe we should bring some of this back.
Well, I think, yeah, and I really do think that a lot of this kind of stuff's going on, because this actually does kind of go into the next thing we're going to talk about. Because aside from the big display on Gem, the other thing Hasbro was doing is they had this special limited edition comic book, which they were selling for $5 a piece. Ugh, $5 is kind of a lot of money for this comic book, but it's kind of neat what it is. It's the code name or whatever that they're calling it is Unit E, and I guess that when I saw somewhere online that people had been speculating on this name for a while because it hit trademark sites and people were trying to figure out what Unit E was, and then this book came out at New York Comic Con, which, by the way, features some artwork in it from our good friend Emiliano. So we got to give a shout-out to him. This book features artwork that are, like, new imaginings of a ton of old properties that Hasbro now owns the rights to. So Gem is featured in this book, but alongside that is Action Man, Micronauts, Mask, and Stretch Armstrong. So, and then they've also got some kind of update for Candyland and some kind of update for Battleship. But obviously,
so
the other ones.
Is this a new style guide?
And.
For future products.
Well, and that's the kind of the thing. And also inside the book, they mentioned some other things. The Centurions are mentioned inside the book. And these are all properties that Hasbro has acquired or has never let go of the rights to. And they've just recently, all of a sudden, just like. They've renewed all these rights, they've got all these licenses. So it's one of those things where I think a lot of people are kind of speculating, you know. They released all those Transformers movies, they released those G.I. Joe movies, they're making a ton of money off of it. I think they're starting to see potential in a lot of these old properties, and they're starting to put them out there. And as we already know, they've already got movies lined up for Battleship, whatever.
Yeah.
They've greenlit the Micronauts movie. There's a Micronauts movie happening. They are working on a Mask movie. So when you see this kind of stuff happen, it makes you go.
There's going to be toys to follow.
Yeah, exactly. So you know something's coming of this. And a lot of people, they haven't really said anything about it. Like, a lot of the Hasbro employees actually at New York Comic Con were quoted as saying things like, oh, well, if you know you like this comic or you like what you see in there, you got to make sure you make some noise about it, let people know what's going on. Like, they weren't really confirming or saying anything one way or the other. They were just saying that if anything in that book excites you, to make sure you say that it excites you. So I think this was their way to gauge interest for these properties to put some stuff out there. And I have already seen a lot of people kind of complaining, going, oh, it was just a stupid book. They just sold it for $5 and they raised some money. But I'll even point out that even as Emiliano was saying on one of the threads I was reading, Hasbro is a toy company. They're not in the market to sell comic books. There's something else going on here besides just this book that they made for the convention. And considering he works for Hasbro, I would not... I mean, I know he's not actually revealing anything, but if anybody probably knows...
But he's not saying no.
Yeah, exactly. And considering he did a lot of the artwork for this... Something's going on here, obviously. I think we're going to see a resurrection of Micronauts. We're going to see a resurrection of Mask. I think a lot of these old toy lines are getting ready to come back because of Hasbro.
But what, I mean, honestly, Stretch Armstrong, really?
Did you see the way he looks, too?
Like, what are you going to do with that?
They completely changed the way he looked.
Not that I didn't like Stretch Armstrong. He was a one toy.
He looks, and he's already made his comeback once, because I think he was a toy from, like, the 70s, and then they brought him back in the 90s.
And you could break him. A lot of people say you can't break him. You can break him. I snapped
a But look at the way he looks now. He's like a superhero now. He's wearing, like, a superhero costume with a mask on, like this blue and yellow outfit.
Maybe,
looks completely different than he did back
then.
Maybe
they revamp the story, throw him in the G.I. Joe line with the mask figures.
Maybe.
Why not? I'd buy Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, how would you want the mask figures, actually? Do you want them to be G.I. Joe scale,
yes.
Or do you want them to be the smaller scale
like
they used to
be? I want G.I. Joe scale. Only because the old mask scale fit nowhere. It only fit in that scale.
But they were kind of unique, and I think that's why I liked them.
And they had an entire line.
Right.
If they come back now, there's no way they're going to dedicate an entire line to that scale. It just doesn't make sense. I'd buy the crap out of them if they were in the G.I. Joe scale, because then they were multi-use.
I did say at one time that the G.I. Joe scale would be cool because they made that Matt Tracker figure. And I remember going, this is amazing. This is brilliant. Why aren't they doing this with all of the mask guys and just incorporating them in? But then they released that Transformers Human Alliance line just recently. And I don't know if you saw those, but those are the ones that had the vehicles and they had the little people that rode on them.
Mm-hmm.
And those made me think more of mask figures than anything, because the guys were like 2 inches tall.
That's true.
And so when I'm looking at that, I'm like, maybe they could incorporate like that whole Human Alliance thing into a mask toy.
I didn't like those little guys, though.
You didn't?
No.
I bought one of them, actually.
I thought they looked kind of dumb.
I forget what his name was.
That's what I think.
I bought the one that came with like the little snowplow thing. It was kind of.
I think they look dumb.
Okay.
The people, not the Transformers. Transformers fine. The people are.
But they're Bayformers.
They look stupid. They look stupid. Can you quote me on that?
I quote you. They look stupid.
In the booth.
Are they in the booth? You got that?
Stupid.
Stupid. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will switch on over to Mattel from New York Comic Con. So we'll be right back.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Are you a fan of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line? How about Princess of Power, New Adventures of He-Man, or 2000X Masters of the Universe? Hey guys, I'm Pixel Dan, and my new show, Power and Honor, the World of Masters of the Universe Toys, takes a look at all of the above-mentioned lines. In every episode, I'll take a look at a different action figure, vehicle, or playset from the world of He-Man. It's a great place where you can reminisce about your favorite toys from the past or even learn some things that you may not have already known. A new episode airs bi-weekly on He-Man.org and PopCultureNetwork.com. Swing by and check it out. Good journey.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vint. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Will He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show?
To my vein, and to the annoyance of my entire life. Yes, this is Operation Retro Shock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Have power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break. So, Mattel's turn for New York Comic Con. What did they have on display this time around? They did not seem to have as much new stuff going on as Hasbro. Hasbro really had it going on this time. But Mattel did have some new things there. One of the things that they had on display was a lot of the new DC stuff. They had a lot of the new figures on display from the new subscription that's coming out. They had a lot of the Batman Legacy stuff on display, which one of the things... Oh, what was it? I think it's part of the DC Universe Classics line. They revealed a Classic Colors Penguin figure, where he's actually wearing, like, the blue tuxedo and the blue top hat, like, Superpowers Colors Penguin. Mm-hmm. Super cool looking. I love it.
In that terrible blue, though?
Like, yeah, it's in that, like, bright blue. Baby blue. Yep. So they got a figure of him coming out in the DC line.
I don't know if I like that color. I think I prefer the darker versions of...
Yeah. Well, this is like those... Because they've done a few Superpowers figures throughout the line.
That's
so
like
this is another 40s one of
those. Batman blue.
40s Batman. And then they actually revealed Metroid with his chair, which is the subscription exclusive. So he was finally on display. Now, I was looking at it. I don't know if it's just
so
me.
So they have a Green Lantern Construct chair.
Trying to pull up the bigger picture. I don't think it's quite a Green Lantern Construct chair. But
it looks like it.
I don't know if it's just me, but I was looking at this picture and I was thinking that the chair looked awfully small for him. But I don't know if it's because maybe he's like a two-up. He's a bigger thing, and the chair is actually sculpted for the 6-inch figure.
Yeah,
because
he would be...
Doesn't he look too big? He looks too big for the chair.
Yeah, he looks... He must be a two-up.
Maybe that's just... Yeah, that's... Well, he's definitely a two-up. He's totally on the base, the little platform.
He would crush that chair. Like, he'd fit it, sitting over...
You can see the regular scale figures over here, so he is a two-up for sure. Yeah, he looks like a giant next to his chair, but... Still, cool. I mean, there he is. He's been revealed, so all you...
The guy that looks like he should be on Tron. Yeah, super excited about him.
Well, his name is Metron.
Super excited.
Metron. So I got some more Young Justice figures on display. They had a bunch of more of the two packs that come with the, like, the mentors with the... So we got Flash and Kid Flash and Martian Manhunter and Miss Martian.
I'm okay with those.
Those are pretty sweet. And I love that cartoon. That cartoon's been totally rocking it. But we got a lot of actual pictures from the Mattel booths. I'll plug it again. If you guys want to head over to popculturenetwork.com, you can click on the actual photo gallery. There's a New York Comic Con photo gallery right there on the front page. It will take you to all the pictures that Rob and Ito and the Alternative Minds crew all took for us. So a lot of cool stuff going on there. Oh, they have the entire Hall of Justice display. That's the little Collect and Connect Hall of Justice they have that come with the individually packed Young Justice figures, so that's what it looks like when it's all pieced together. It's a neat little backdrop. I mean, that's all it really is a backdrop, you know, but it's kind of cool to...
It's kind of sad that you can tell that you built it with all the cuts.
Yeah, you can see all the cuts. That's always been my problem with that. When people have suggested, like, Collect and Connect Castle Grayskull, I don't like that.
Unless they were big pieces, like...
It would really have to be designed well enough where you can't see the cuts good,
or they give you a sticker to put over it or something.
There's some more two packs coming out. So there's like this Battle Damage Batman and the Red Azrael.
Ooh, Azrael. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. I love the other version of the Azrael. Here we go. There's some more of the DC Universe stuff. There's the Starman figure.
The Golden Age Flash.
Golden Age Flash.
And then the Red Lantern.
What's his name? I can't. It's like Neck.
Yeah, it starts with N, I thought. Neck. I don't know. Anyways, the guy that looks like his head was on fire.
Firehead
like
guy.
A Ghost Rider with skin. I can't think of his name.
And Damian's favorite, Green Lantern Movie Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Super excited or what?
Are they still doing it?
Hey, so it looks like Parallax.
Is his own...
He's in his own box, and then you connect all those tentacles to him? Is that how they're doing that? That's the first time they've shown this, I think.
Well, that'd be way better than the display.
So it looks like the Parallax, the main body of Parallax, is in one blister card by himself, and then you'll attach all the little tentacles to him from all the other figures. That is really
weird.
That
makes a lot more sense, because at San Diego, when they showed the Parallax together, it looked just like a mess.
I did not like the way it looked at all. Of course, I haven't seen this movie yet, but...
What?
I still haven't seen this movie.
Wow.
It's on
DVD.
Yeah, I know. I've been... Oh, yeah, there's the full thing right there.
Yeah, it still looks like a mess.
It just looks stupid. I don't like it.
It still looks like a mess.
Ugh. I'm just not a fan of these figures at all.
Yeah, they're terribly made.
I think some of the variety is kind of cool, but that picture is very sideways.
Some of the paint apps are okay, but the actual figures themselves are very basic.
Right.
They feel cheap. In comparison to anything they make, this is like the lowest grade quality-wise of anything they have.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
sure. The only one that I've actually had in hand was the Hal Jordan. I have the Hal Jordan figure. And I was just like, I was so underwhelmed by it.
He's basic.
Him. Yeah. Like, it makes me upset because the Batman Movie Master figures were so good. I love those. And I'm just like, what happened between those and the Green Lantern ones? Like, they don't feel as good at all. I don't know. The scale's off. Hal seems so much smaller than Batman. They should be the same size. I don't understand. But anyway, moving on.
Rhino Reynolds is a very small guy.
He's tiny. Tiny dude. All right, so next up is Masters of the Universe Classics. They had a panel just for Masters at the event. For the most part, it was pretty much all the same information that they had at PowerCon. But they did reveal a few new things here, as well as two new figures. They revealed the June figures. The main June figure and the June bonus figure, like the repaint or whatever. So the first one is Snake Man-at-Arms. He is one that's going to come with the Serpent Ring, which they snuck into the case at PowerCon. So he's basically just the same Man-at-Arms figure, but he has a newly sculpted snake head. When they first showed this off, I think the majority of the reaction was, "What? That is so lame," because I know that's how I felt. I feel a little bit better now, because now I know that this figure is not final. Apparently, the Horseman had just finished that sculpt the day before, so they brought it to show off. He's not repainted yet, so they're actually going to be repainting the figure to match the 2000X version of Man-at-Arms, so that it will be a different colored outfit than the already released Man-at-Arms. He's also going to come with an extra accessory and another head, which they haven't announced those yet. So there's more to him than just this new snake head, which is good. But
Snake Tila.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised. And when I first saw Man-at-Arms, my initial reaction was, I think I'd have rather had Snake Tila than a Snake Man-at-Arms. But I didn't really care for any of the snake versions. I was really hoping the Serpent Ring was just going to come with one of the actual Snake Men and not one of these. But I guess I understand it. They did say that they're doing 4 variant figures a year. This is just one of those variants. It helps the line save money. They'll throw in a few extras. Like the Serpent Ring's cool. You can put that with your King Hiss. And
yeah.
Oh, they did say that they're actually looking into making that die-cast metal, too. So the Serpent Ring might actually be metal, which is kind of neat.
Good. Let's keep the cost up, guys.
Yeah.
Let's keep it up.
That might be kind of cool. But I don't know. I was very meh when they first revealed it, but I'm warming up to it a little bit now that I know there's more to them than just a head. The other reveal... It's completely out of left field. I thought it was, at least. But the other figure that they revealed was Horde Prime, or also known as Horde Supreme. They were calling him Horde Supreme in the bios until they got their Filmation rights, and now they're back to calling him Horde Prime, because he was a character that was actually in the vintage Filmation series. Hmm. Now, this is actually the true leader of the Horde. So this is supposedly the character that Hordak reports to. He's Hordak's older brother.
I like it.
They in the Filmation cartoon series, they never showed him. They only showed his hand, and it was like a robotic-looking hand. So this is the first time we're actually seeing Horde Prime, like an appearance for Horde Prime. The Four Horsemen created this look for Horde Prime.
They didn't have like a style guide or anything?
There was, no, the shape of the helmet is vaguely based on like some shadows of the figure from the Filmation cartoon, and he actually has the same robotic-looking hands, because the hand is all we ever saw in the cartoon. He's got a secondary head, because Horde Prime did appear in one of the UK comic books in the 80s, like one time, and that's what he looked like in that comic.
Lame.
So they threw in the secondary head so that you can display him the UK comic way or this brand new way.
But you don't want to, because he looks way better.
I think I'm going to display it with that head. I don't
know.
Come on. Well, the other head is actually masked by a helmet, and they're not revealing that head until you actually get the figure in hand and take the helmet off. However, it's very clear that it looks just like Hordak underneath, but it's all red. His ears are a little bigger, but it looks just like Hordak's face. And that would make sense since he's Hordak's brother. And since the Evil Horde logo has always had the Hordak face on it, it kind of makes you go, well, if Hordak's not really the leader of the Horde, why is his face on there? Well, it would make sense if that's actually Horde Prime's face.
Well, so I like him just like that.
You like him?
With the helmet on it. Yeah, I do.
He's totally... And they also said that this was going to be the subscription exclusive figure before Shadow Weaver got put in its place.
Oh, that would have been way better.
So he would have been the subscription exclusive. Now he's a regular monthly figure. I had no idea that they were going to make him. He's actually got, like, his crossbow is attached to his hand. So, like, you can replace it with his hand and stuff.
I think I would have been happier with him as the subscription exclusive.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are saying that. I've seen a lot of people say that he would have made a really cool exclusive. He makes sense of it as an exclusive, because he's kind of one of those characters that's like...
You know about, but
you never think you're actually going to get. And I mean, he didn't really have a true look, so people didn't really know what to expect for him. He's got subscription exclusive
right now. He looks like he fits right in with the Draco, man.
He looks cool. And my thing with Horde Prime, and the reason why, like, when they revealed him, I was kind of like, I don't know about that. Granted, he looks awesome, and I really like the way he looks, and the more I look at him, the more I'm like, that is a really cool design. My problem is I've never really liked the idea of Horde Prime, because I much prefer Hordak not reporting to anybody. I like to think of Hordak as, like, the actual ruthless leader of the evil Horde, like his box says he is, rather than having some other dude that he reports to. But, you know...
Yeah, he's totally irrelevant. You could have kicked him out and no one would have been like...
And that's... And exactly, yeah. Because I think a lot of people think that way. I mean, you don't have to have Horde Prime and people would be perfectly happy. But making Horde Prime makes a lot of people go, whoa, that's really cool. We didn't expect that. So
now we need Horde Troopers.
I got it. Yeah, for sure we need Horde Troopers. Oh my God, I can't imagine. When they make Horde Troopers, they better make a lot of Horde Troopers.
Like variant styles?
I will buy probably at least 4, because I want to have like a nice little army around the Horde. That'd be sweet. But that's pretty sweet for the Masters reveals. I like I said, I was a little underwhelmed at first, but the more I look at them, the more happy I get. And Horde Prime does look really cool. I love the red
comparison to the Snake.
Oh, he blows Snake Man arms away. For sure, man. No doubt about it. You sure you're not going to display that? That's your favorite head.
That looks ridiculous.
I want to see what it looks. Well, I think they did have some pictures of it on the body. It just looks totally like it doesn't even really go with that body as well.
Not at all.
But
it even looks like it's the wrong color.
Yeah, the red's not the same. It's kind of an orangey looking. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see when I get it and I play around with it and decide. I do like that helmet a lot. Mm-hmm. The helmet's cool.
The armor's good.
He looks like he's like in charge, you know? He's like, look at my awesome armor.
Looks like a Death Knight.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So now we've got reveals all the way up through June. That's crazy. They're half the year. They've revealed now. They'll probably save all the other reveals for New York Toy Fair in February. So it's probably going to be a dry spell for a while now, guys. No more reveals for a couple months.
It's okay. I think they've done enough.
They've really blown their load, I think. They've revealed a lot more than they usually do at this point.
Plus, I'm sick of talking about Mattel.
Sick of talking about Mattel. Well, we're not done.
About yet. How much more money they want from me.
Oh, okay. About how much money they're going to take from you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I just gave them my car.
It's just giving you, here's my car, go ahead and send me the next couple years worth of Masters figures.
Even.
Alright, if my internet's a load. Here we go. Alright, so there were a few other bits of news that they announced in the Masters Universe panel. One of the things that made a lot of people happy is they did announce that they're going to be repainting the wings of the Griffin. Because a lot of people didn't like the fact that his wings were solid white while the rest of them was brown. Especially since in the cartoon he was kind of like, the wings were brown and they kind of faded to white. So they're going to paint it like that. So it's going to look like the cartoon. So a lot of people are really happy about that.
Whatever.
They did say, okay, Snake Man at Arms will come with an alternate head. They're doing some sort of costume contest at San Diego Comic-Con next year, and they're going to have more details on that eventually. It says that there's going to be a lot of new merchandise from Classic Media based on the vintage Filmation cartoons, so we can expect that soon. Supposedly a movie is still in the works with Sony Pictures. We'll see how that goes.
What does that even mean?
They keep saying that. Every time they have a panel, they're like, yeah, movie, we're still doing it, yeah. But there's
does that
nothing.
Mean they talked about it once and they have it on paper somewhere?
Yeah.
Or does it mean like they're shooting it right now? Or does it mean that they're casting? What does that mean?
And one of the other things they confirmed is that they will now only be able to do Castle Grayskull if and when a movie actually comes out.
Well, they said there's a movie in the works, so there's
so if the movie comes out, then we get Castle Grayskull. Yeah, I think that's a lot of people are already going, wait, okay, so since the movie's in the works and you're not doing Castle Grayskull till then, does that mean you just confirmed Castle Grayskull?
I think it does. I think it does. I mean, plus one, two, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
There it is.
So eventually, yes. But then the big piece of news that came out of this was that they are going to be doing two Fans' Choice figures in 2013. So people have been asking about this forever. Can we do a poll? Can we vote on figures? And I kept saying, no logistics. Well, they're finally doing it. So in 2013, they're going to have two open slots. Really? They're going to do polls, and people are going to vote on what fills those slots. I think that the rule is that they have to be, like, not a main character. They have to be, like, somebody...
That was to exclude the fact that people wanted Rain Man.
People want Rain Man, yeah.
And Mech and Neck, two characters that are going to require a lot of new tooling and be very expensive.
So the cool thing also is that they said that the two fan slots were actually going to be awarded to the two He-Man fan sites. He-Man.org gets one, He-Man.de gets one, which is the German Masters of the Universe fan site. So that's where the polls will be run for these two figures.
Oh, we didn't get one?
We did not get one, unfortunately. So that's going to happen in 2013. More details are going to come as time draws near. There's already a thread on He-Man.org with everybody taking votes on what they want. And I'm telling you right now, Illumina is already sweeping. So this might be how people get Illumina into the line, by doing the fans' choice thing. I would not be surprised if that's the He-Man.org figure.
Yep. You're like, tell us no.
Yeah,
well, now you just put us a loophole.
I would not be surprised if Illumina wins. I will
That's
be completely
awesome.
Honest. So, there you go.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally fine with that.
That's actually kind of funny.
All right, so that's going to wrap up what we're going to talk about from New York Comic Con today. I mean, like I said, there was a lot going on there, a lot of cool things on display.
But we weren't there, so what can we say?
Yeah, I didn't get to see a lot of it. I had to live through the internet for this, and I was out of town for that whole weekend, so I totally had to play catch-up, like, Sunday afternoon. I'm like, what all happened in New York? I don't even know. So I was way late to the game on everything. But, yeah, I mean, if there's anything specifically you guys saw that happened that you're interested in or you're curious about our thoughts, post it on the forums. Maybe we can talk about it next week.
Is there any crazy nerd fight stories?
Yeah, anything fun or exciting? If any of you guys went to New York Comic Con, was there any stories,
Do you remember the story about not this year that we went to San Diego, but the last year we went to?
The dude that got stabbed with a pen?
Yeah.
Yes!
The epic, like, rumor that was created that there was a stabbing.
Yeah.
Some dude got stabbed in the eye because...
It was because he wouldn't give up a seat for a panel or something, right? It was something ridiculous like
so
that.
So I'm not even sure if that has really even happened, or if that's some kind of nerd lore
actually hit, like, major news outlets. Because I remember, like, Christina hearing about it while we were there. And, like, texting me to make sure I wasn't in the panel where the stabbing happened. I was like, what? No, what? What are you talking about?
And then, also, that same year, it was all the those activists with the signs.
Oh, dude.
But there was nothing like that this
Kill
year.
Kill all humans.
Diego.
Bender was the best. Yeah, nothing like that happened this time.
No,
at least that we know about,
there
right?
There was no epic story. I didn't see anything crazy. kind of disappointed. So hopefully something happened in New York. Like maybe, you know, there was a pokey battle of like cosplayers.
A pokey battle? I want to know if there was a pokey battle.
I got a little violent and realistic.
I really want to know if there was a pokey battle. All right. Well, the last thing I wanted to talk about today, we mentioned last week that the Mad Maddie Monday stuff had already happened, the sales happened, and we were kind of curious as to what people were actually going to get when they actually got their items in the mail. And just to remember exactly how it works, it's a $40 purchase. Mm-hmm. You picked if you wanted Masters, Ghostbusters, DC. You pay $40, they send you random stuff. So I've been kind of reading through a lot of people have been posting what they got for the Masters of the Universe one, and it's kind of impressive the things that people have been getting for spending only $40. First of all, every assortment that I've seen so far has come with the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Molar versus Skeletor 2-pack.
That's so sad.
So they must have had a ton of those left over if they're giving those to everybody who got one of these packs. And that alone was a $45 set. So you've already made your money back just by getting that in your set.
I'm kind of upset because I still have a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Set. At prices that are way higher than that.
So in some of these other sets, like here's a few examples. Molar versus Skeletor, Mossman, Titus, and Bo was in one assortment.
Hmm.
That's a $30 giant. Wait, were the giants 30 or 40? They were $40.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the $45 Molar set, the $40 giant, and two $20 figures for $40.
Hmm.
This set here was Molar, Titus, Mossman, and Bo, which is exactly the same thing, I guess. Here's another one. Molar, Shadow Beast, Captain Glenn Marlena, which was another San Diego figure. Technically, Queen Marlena was the San Diego version, but it's the same figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chief Carnivus. So, and that's the other thing. I've seen a lot of people getting Carnivus, a lot of people getting Shadow Beasts. One person I saw had a Wundar with his set, which is ridiculous, considering he was a subscription figure the first year.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not buying San Diego Comic-Con exclusives anymore. There's no point.
Because they always put them back on sale, don't they?
There's only, like, a few Hasbro ones that you'll never see, like the G.I. Joe ones for some reason. But, like, anything Mattel passes out, you can get them anywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Or you'll get a second chance with them. For the last 3 years now, they pretty much screwed every exclusive. If you're going to make it exclusive, you know, you should at least attempt to keep it that way.
It depends on which way you look at it. Because the fans that missed out get a chance to finally get it.
Come on,
so
there's eBay.
Okay.
They always have a chance. I mean, you know, they're not totally screwed, but to release them and give them away and like, have them at other conventions and to give them out in blind packs, and then also to, and some of the exclusives that were San Diego, they now are wholesaling to Entertainment Earth, so they can wholesale out to other stores.
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on, man.
That's crazy. I don't know. I know that when I wasn't able to make it to these conventions, I like being able to go online and buy them, too.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not saying that. I totally get
why people would be excited
about
it.
They're just not exclusive anymore.
I see your side of it, too. I know. There's definitely both sides
of
the situation.
I feel like they ripped me off.
Well, yeah, especially if you buy, like, you invest in a couple of them, and we're going all the way out there, only to find out that if you would have waited 4 months, you could have just bought it online.
Or, you know, for a fraction of what it cost, half price, or...
Yeah.
Or I could have gotten some other deal, or, you know, I could buy them wholesale somewhere else later because they couldn't sell them, or...
Right.
I don't know. Just, that hurts my feelings.
All right, so here's a quick checkup on Maddie Collector, because they just put a bunch of stuff on sale on the 17th. So currently, Icarius is almost gone. Merman is still in stock. Battle Cat is still in stock. The Ghost Trap prop replica is almost gone. I am surprised that's lasted as long as it has.
It's kind of high.
It's super cool, though. It is really high, 130.
But it's worth it.
Ray with Slime Blower is still in stock. The Legion of Superheroes pack is sold out. That was the first thing to go. I noticed that yesterday. And that's that's more than the Ghost Trap was.
That was an impressive set, though.
$180, but yeah, you get 12 figures, plus one invisible one. Sold out immediately. And then they also are selling all of, what is that, Wave 17?
That was...
It's the Lantern Wave.
Six,
So it's
16 or 17. 16 or 17, I can't remember.
So Wonder Woman.
Because 18 Super Friends.
Okay.
So that would be, I guess that would be 17.
So the Violet Lantern Wonder Woman is almost gone. The Atom is still in stock. Scarecrow is still in stock, which he's an awesome figure. So if you haven't found him yet, he's a cool one to get. Lex is still in stock. Both Hal Jordans are sold out, and I noticed that they were both at that point yesterday, so they were the first to go. And the Flash is almost gone. They also put all of that Ghostbuster stuff on sale, which is supposed to last until Halloween, and those are like the discounted items.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they actually lasted that long.
Yeah, I checked yesterday when they went on sale, and everything was in stock except Stay Puft. He was listed as sold out. But from as far as I could gather, he never actually went on sale yesterday. Like, I don't know what the glitch was or whatever. And I know you checked earlier, and he was listed as being in stock again.
Yeah, and I even tried to order him to make sure that was legitimate, but yeah, it went through. So I didn't order one because I don't even want to invest in that massive figure.
Let's see if he's in stock still.
But, you know, maybe if I would have got some a long time ago, sold them for incredibly high like they were going. So all you dealers who bought hundreds of them, I hope you sold them all, because now...
He's in stock right now.
Yeah.
He's still available, and he's the same price he was at San Diego, so you can get Stay Puft right now. So for a lot of people missed him at San Diego. I am really surprised he's still in stock. I'm surprised they had extras.
I would have much preferred him, because, you know, when you bought him at San Diego, you had to figure out how to get him home.
Oh, they even got the Retroaction Peter Vangman. That was an exclusive, too, in 2010.
Oh, come on.
And he's only $16.
Come on.
He's in stock.
That hurts my feelings.
You have a bunch of those, too.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
And there is a variant. I think 1 in 5 will be a...
The green one.
See-through green.
I wonder if there's a chance of getting him with this.
I'm sure there is.
I'm just looking to see if it says anything about it, but it doesn't.
This hurts my feelings when you do this.
You can order up to 10. Maximum quantity, 10.
Hurt
they
my
must
feelings
have a lot in. Well, I'm surprised.
You hurt my feelings.
There you go. Yep, Mattel put all their exclusives back on sale. Crazy. Well, I need to get myself a Vince Clortho still. I don't have him. He's the only one I don't have.
Mm.
I'm hoping he lasts a little bit and then I can order him. Sweet.
Just steal my money. When I'm in need.
All right. Well, that, I think, is going to wrap up our news and discussions for this week's episode. So, Killen, what do we have in the store at the PopCultureNetworkStore.PCNStore.com? That's what the URL is, PCNStore.com. What
shop,
do we have new this
shop
week?
ShopPCN.com.
That's it, right there! What I said.
ShopPCN.com. Well, I said it so people knew what they were talking, you know. But anyways, it was kind of a slow week. Not really much came in. Except for the Walking Dead comic figures.
Woo!
Comic show, not the TV show series. This is from the comic book.
Yeah, I think Wave 2 is the TV show stuff.
Yeah, so these are 5-inch figures. It includes Officer Rick Grimes. I can't even pronounce
Michonne.
Michonne. Zombie Roamer and the Zombie Lurker.
Rock on.
I think these figures are awesome. Now, one great thing about them is, now, the thing that sucks about these figures is that they are sold at retail at $20. We were actually selling them for $17 a piece, cheaper than Toys R Us, which is not like us, but we are. And we have all 4 figures in stock. We have several of them, so you shouldn't have a problem getting them from us.
Sweet.
But they're cool. They come with a lot of accessories. The scale's kind of weird. A 5-inch is kind of like... You know, you should have went either 6 or 4, but you can live with it.
And zombies have detachable parts.
Yeah, and the zombies, they'll split open, and like, the lurker can even break into half and be a crawler. So
turns into zombie crawler.
I think like the...
head splitting action.
Excuse me.
Sweet.
But yeah, the lurker, his body splits in half.
This one's the one that... Yeah, head splitting action.
Head splits in like...
Explodes, yeah. That's awesome. And there's like a little plastic blood splurt. That's awesome.
But yeah, these figures We just got them in a couple days ago, and they've been selling fairly well. But we have them, so buy them.
Awesome.
Perfect Halloween toys.
There you go, right in time for Halloween. The series just came back out on TV, and it was awesome. So if you've been looking for the Walking Dead figures, shoppcn.com. Get them for cheaper than Toys R Us, and you'll help support us. So it's a win-win situation all the way around. All right, guys, make sure you're checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of original content. Like I said, currently there is a lot of New York Comic Con stuff happening on there, thanks to Rob Base, AlternativeMinds.com, and our friend Ito from RetroWareTV.com, all posting stuff right now on the site. Along with that, there is a lot of original shows, podcasts, columns, all that good stuff going on every single day. Sween Halleck just relaunched Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk this week. He's doing the second series of Universal Studios Turtles, which is awesome. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Lots of new reviews are hitting the site, such as that Ghostbusters Trap. The Ghost Trap review is up, so if you're thinking about ordering that and you want to see what it looks like first, you can check that out. And lots of other great things, as well as this podcast and many other cool podcasts. So check it out. Sign up for the forums. While you guys are there, hey, if you're a member of our forums or you want to be a member of our forums, right now, Jobber, a longtime forum member on Pop Culture Network, is organizing a Pop Culture Network Secret Santa. This is very, very cool. It's the community is coming together on our forums. They're going to do a Secret Santa gift exchange this year. The cutoff date is October 31st. So if you want to register to be a part of the Pop Culture Network Secret Santa program, head on over to the forums, go to the general discussion boards, look for the thread, and submit your name. And we'll have some fun. We'll do a gift exchange. It'll be really cool.
And maybe I'll get you.
Maybe Killen will get you. Maybe Pixel Dan will get you. Hopefully Dirt doesn't get you.
And you're getting a Jar Jar Binks.
And hopefully Killen doesn't get you then. Right. So very cool. Very, very special thanks to Jobber for organizing this. That was a very great idea, and I think it's awesome that you're heading this whole thing up and organizing it for us. That's very cool.
Yes, thank you, sir.
As a reminder, you can follow us on Facebook by searching for Pop Culture Network. You can find us on Twitter at Pop Culture Net. And you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Pop Culture Network. While you're there, please make sure you subscribe. All your subscriptions will help us out so that we can ditch the stupid 15-minute limit on our videos. So please subscribe, please like our videos, and feel free to post comments, even if they're correcting us or, you know, whatever. We like that. That's fun.
Go ahead. See what you could do to me. Make me cry.
Make Killen cry. We dare you. All right, guys. That's going to wrap up this week's edition of the It Figures podcast. So until next Wednesday, I am Pixel Dan.
I'm your little Killen.
We'll see you guys next week. See you, Jar Jar.
Bye.
Bye-bye.